Hi, it's VoiceOver Girl here. It's day three of the South Beach diet and it's the children's tea time, so I'm nearly crawling towards the end of the day. Day two was pretty horrendous, I have to say. I don't know what it was. I think it was just carb cravings and I suffered yesterday. My goodness, it was awful. But I didn't feel quite so tired. And I have to say, I'm feeling reasonably perky today. And it's day three, so maybe I'm through the worst of it now. And as they say in the book, over and over and over again, you've only got to last 2 weeks and then you can have fruit. Oh, I've never looked forward to fruit quite so much before. So it's going okay. I'm ashamed to say I have obviously already stepped on the scales to have a look. And I'm 3 pounds down already, which is pretty good going, I think. Given the weather, I am rather missing the alcohol. We're quite like a Pimm's today. It's absolutely roasting and a Pimm's would go down very nicely. But I suppose I could always just have the cucumber, which isn't quite the same. 2 weeks to go, then I can have a drink as well, which would be nice. Not sure what else to tell you, really. I've managed to avoid eating eggs at every single meal. I've had omelettes and frittatas and chicken and prawns and salmon and... yeah, it's been all right, actually. The laughing cow cheese triangle was a very big mistake. That I used to love those when I was a child. That's just horrid processed nastiness. I don't know what I was thinking there. Asparagus has been a treat, as have olives. And for some bizarre reason, I've really been, particularly yesterday, really, really struggling. And what I really wanted was pudding. And they do give you some rather strange ricotta recipes in the book, but that wasn't really doing it for me. So I came up with the monumentally bizarre idea of 0% Greek yogurt and peanut butter, which sounds absolutely vile. And I have to say, it's not as disgusting as it sounds, or at least it isn't to me. It's quite nice. It hit the spot anyway. As long as I don't look at it too closely, because it just looks wrong in a bowl. And frankly, in my mind, it sounds wrong. But it tastes all right and just got me through. So that's the update, really. I am very slowly shrinking. Oh, annoyingly, and this has happened when I've done Atkins before, the weight is going down on the scales, but I'm getting more and more bloated, which is the absolute opposite of what's meant to happen. But never mind, I will hang on in there. I know this is just a few days and it will start to improve. But right now, I look like I've swallowed a swimming pool, but I'm sure it'll improve. Anyway, I will update you in maybe tomorrow or in a few days' time, let you know how it's all going. Keep your fingers crossed for me and I will try not to eat too much. Hopefully we'll get into those nice clothes in the wardrobe again. Yep, that's it for now.